This is the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch-Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.
Big movie classic to start, of course, Footloose from Kenny Loggins. Kicking off this morning, Friday's Eve, Thursday, 3rd of September. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you so much for that. 7 minutes past six. How are you, big man?
I'm all right, yeah. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad at all. I have to confess, I'm very happy it's still Thursday.
Yes.
Or no,
why is that?
Not that I'm still Thursday. Very happy that it's already Thursday.
Oh, I got it.
If you know what I mean.
I was wondering why.
I know it's our first week back, but...
And I was running at a quarter to six. Oh, what's that? Oh, my clock is wrong. I was running at a quarter to six. I was like, what are we doing here? At a quarter to...
You see what I mean?
Yeah, like 6 o'clock in the morning. I was wondering how advanced your Thursday could have been that you would be saying it.
I've been
happy
up since
it's already
two.
Thursday.
I've been up since two. You know, I've been in here cleaning and stuff. That's what
Jesus.
It was.
I can't believe my clock says it's a quarter to six. Does your one say that?
No. Mine says it's almost 8 minutes past six.
Oh, right. It also tells me we've been talking constantly for 11 minutes, so surely something's wrong there.
No, yeah, 1 minute.
Yeah, my clock is definitely wrong.
Anyway, listen, folks, happy Friday's Eve, as it is Thursday already. The week went fairly rapidly now, I have to say.
I have to say, the first week back did sort of...
Not bad at all. But, you know, the old first week back, you kind of have to get... You have to find your muscle memory again. You're kind of getting back into it, so...
You do.
I kind of happy enough that it went fast.
I was having my old wild dreams that I was in Wexford and all.
Wexford?
Yeah.
Wow, that's what you classify as a wild dream.
Yes. That's why it's pandemic. It's been a long time since I've been without 10K or whatever.
I can get pretty wild, you know. I've been known to hang out in Wexford.
Went to Wexford once. Yeah. It's further south than Tremor, even.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
you think you think Vegas is hot?
Ooh.
You want to see Wexford in my dreams. Yeah, it was weird. I went to this tattoo shop in Wexford, and there was a recovery room in it, and I had a big bed. So I decided to stay the night, and then I remembered I had to be in work.
Do tattoo parlours normally have recovery rooms?
Only in my head.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, only in my head.
I don't remember anybody offering me a lie down after I got in.
Definitely. I think you should look into it, tattoo people of the world. I think it was rather relaxing.
Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008. Thanks a million for getting in touch on WhatsApp. Thank you to all of you who are on to say good morning already this morning, including, wait for it, PJ Gallagher. We've had a little hi this morning from one Antoinette Brown.
Hello!
Now, I know we know Antoinette Brown from very many different sort of incarnations.
We do.
Being from Cork and all that.
And Cork City, Cork City's biggest fan and all that.
Yeah, and Paddy and Harry Brown and all
Harry
that.
Harry Brown.
But I tell you something, she's a star in her own right this morning.
Why, what's going on?
Because what did Antoinette go and do yesterday?
I haven't a clue.
She went and won the grand in the hand.
Oh, get out of it. With Damien.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was our winner. We're getting hearing the same song twice in 24 hours.
Yeah, it happened yesterday. PJ myself played Journey, Don't Stop Believing just after 8 o'clock yesterday morning.
Fantastic.
And then Damien did it again after 4 o'clock. About 4, yeah, just after. I think it was his first song out of 4 o'clock.
Unbelievable,
actually.
Yeah.
And Antoinette Brown was the first to spot it.
Oh, I couldn't be happier. It's
€1,000 richer, Antoinette is. That's going to buy a few season tickets in for Cork City, won't it?
I'll tell you what you can do with that. You get a night in a good Wexford hotel or a night in a good tattoo shop in Wexford.
Spend it wisely. Enjoy it, Antoinette. Don't be worrying about presents for PJ and myself. I know that's the first thing you think of.
It's always
like, what can I get the lads... You know,
for £500 each.
They literally sort of made it happen for me by playing the song and all that. Don't feel like that, right?
What was the song, did you say?
Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
Oh, yeah, we did too.
Yeah.
Wow. That was a good one, actually, to repeat, because even I remember that happening now yesterday. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a sign. That
it's
is a
good sign.
Anyway, listen, Antoinette, enjoy it. Well done, Antoinette Brown of Cork, winner of the grand in the hand. Who's to say we won't do it again, you know?
I'd say we will. Yeah. I'd say it'll begin again fairly soon. You'll start hearing your man, you know, the American chap that does be on the station.
You have another chance to win the grand in the hand.
Where do you find that, lad?
Kylie Minogue spinning around here at Classic Hits, almost a quarter past six. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. By the way, you've spotted for Shelley on Shelley's behalf. She's just noticed that both the clocks in her house are wrong.
Both of them?
Yeah.
How does she know?
How does she know? Well, because she knows, obviously, the time from somewhere else.
Well, I doubt
Maybe it's from me constantly saying the time.
Harping on about
the speaking clock here.
I guess, well, isn't the gas out? Like, a lot of people don't use watches and clocks anymore. I was saying to you before on this show how nobody under 30 even wears a watch.
Yeah.
They don't even wear watches. Yeah, because they use their phone.
Because the other side of that is, you know, I always wear a watch. I like watches.
Yeah, I'm
a bit
the same.
Like
I love them. Yeah.
I don't have the massively expensive posh ones that PJ has.
Well, I'll tell you something. You know what I mean?
I do like watches. I like them as kind of almost like jewelry. You know what I mean? I like different watches and stuff.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But the weird thing about them is they regularly don't tell the right time.
Your watches?
Yeah.
What? Are you joking me? No, so you don't use them to tell the time?
Not necessarily. There's not like. You know those watches that are kind of reliant upon your pulse and things like that? You know, they're automatic and they're whatever and those kind of things. And so regularly, you know, because I'm changing them, they're kind of telling the wrong time. So I just wear them for the fashion aspect of it.
Jim McCabe, you are an absolute... I don't know where to begin with that.
And I tell the time off my phone.
Are you serious? So you never look at your watch?
Rarely, yeah.
What? That's the sort of crack I'd expect from a 20-year-old Philistine.
Anyway,
that's unbelievable. That's so funny.
You know the way we started on a winning kick, celebrating Antoinette from yesterday.
Yes,
celebrating the fact that she won that the grand in the hand yesterday. I think we're going to be able to keep that winning going. I think.
Oh dear, I
no,
say.
No, I'm going to make a prediction that I think you might win the birthdays today.
Right.
There's only three.
Oh my God.
And two of them. Our significant birthdays.
Oh my God!
Right,
there's actually a real chance then.
Yeah. So do you want me to structure it in such a way that it all hinges on the last one?
Of course.
All right.
I do,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. So then we'll deal with the first.
Hope, Jim. I just want hope.
We'll deal with the significant birthdays first. It is the birthday today of the man who's been credited with reintroducing the waistcoat into the fashion world.
Oh my God! It's.
Yes, it is.
Hargreaves.
It's Gareth Southgate.
That's the fella, yeah. That's the fella I was thinking of. The England manager.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Gareth Southgate is celebrating his birthday today. It's a significant birthday.
I call him Hargreaves. It's a thing we have going on between the two of each other.
But remember we spoke about this before. He's credited with the fact that
the waistcoat.
Yeah, high street shops. Not necessarily high fashion, but high street shops
have started, you know,
yeah,
stocking.
The old three-piece suit came back in with a bang.
And then the old sort of, yeah, and then it
and
was
then
just
wearing
like
the waistcoat with
the
just
the
shirt.
The summer months were coming and everything, and people weren't wearing the full three-piece suit, but the old short and waistcoat started to be a thing again.
Yeah.
And it was credited to him, yeah.
Yeah, mad.
And except the normal colour ones, not the Conor McGregor sort of half tartan yokes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, plain and all those. Because he wears grey a lot, doesn't he?
He does. Old Hargreaves is a bit of a grey fella, like, you know.
There is a bang of grey off him.
He seems like a decent enough fella now when he's being interviewed and all. But I know what you're saying.
Isn't he famously, am I right or wrong, is he famously one of those people who missed like a vital penalty for England? Isn't there him and Stuart Pearce and Chris Waddle, I think.
Oh no, Beckham didn't do that. Beckham just kicked an Argentinian.
Yeah. I think he's one of those ones that famously missed a really important penalty for England.
Well, that's why they call him Hargreaves. I think that's where that came from.
Why are you confusing him with Owen Hargreaves? Although Owen Hargreaves is quite a grey kind of individual as well, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot of them lads that are just, you know, like even Mr. Waddle you're talking about there, like, you know.
Chris.
I mean, he had to get a mullet just to get a bit of attention. So I gotta say.
Right, now, significant birthday for Gareth Southgate. He is
50.
Yes, of course he is.
Of course he's 50.
Of course he's 50. So there we go, one in the bag. Right, next up, the next significant birthday.
Oh my God.
Is Pauline Collins, OBE. Now, before you go, who is that? Right.
Pauline Collins.
Is Shirley Valentine.
What?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You know, movie Shirley Valentine.
Is that Pauline Collins? I thought it was your woman from Educating Rita. What's her name again?
No, that's...
Sue Pollard.
No. No. Sue Pollard was in Heidi High. No, you're thinking of Julie Walters.
Julie Walters, that's who I'm thinking of.
No. This is Pauline Collins. Shirley Valentine, that was her biggest role.
Yeah, I know that movie.
And then she was in... apparently she was in Upstairs, Downstairs.
Oh, I have a very vague memory of that.
That was
very vague memory of that.
That was like Downton Abbey.
Yeah, it was.
On the telly.
But wasn't that supposed to be funny?
No.
Are you sure we're not talking to Sue Pollard now? I'm going to ask you that for the last time.
Positive. Sue Pollard.
She was great.
Hi, hi, campers.
Oh, dude. Remember every time something happened? Oh, dude.
Yeah.
She was very funny.
Oh, my God. Pauline Collins, by the way, is OBE. Excuse me. Whatever that means.
Yeah. Officer of
OBE.
OBE. I'd say Sue Pollard. There's a couple of honours in the old closet there.
Right, come on, this is it. And she was Oscar nominated for Shirley Valentine. Like, that was a big, big role for her.
It was, yeah. That. But the thing about that movie was she was supposed to be kind of a middle-aged woman in that movie.
Right.
She was getting a new lease of life, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, heading off.
She went off and had her holiday romance.
So she wasn't young when that came out. That movie must be 30 years old.
Yeah, so, that would be...
So she's either 60 or 70, right? So or more, 70 or 80.
Right.
Oh, which one of them is it? Oh, 70, she's 70.
She's 80.
A fart off life, God damn it. And it is Sue Pollard we're talking about. You have it wrong. Oh,
Pauline Collins is 80. Because, I mean, I'd say, was Shirley Valentine not an 80s movie? Which makes it...
30 odd years ago, nearly 40 years ago, yeah.
And then she...
And so she was supposed to be in her middle-aged woman.
God, actually, do I need to think about it?
It's literally what I said.
God. Yeah, 80 anyway.
I said that to you.
Put the dramatic music away.
Put the dramatic music away. He's ruined it.
Right, and the last one then for you, the one that was meant to be the kind of, it's all hinging on this, was the one and only Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
Mad Charlie.
Right, Charlie Sheen. Of course, he's, winning at life and all that
winning.
Sort of stuff. Winning. Yeah. God, if ever there was someone that wasn't winning at anything.
Do you think they'll ever make a movie about Charlie Sheen's life?
Yeah, they should do. It would be a movie we'd all watch, then, let's be honest with you.
I mean, it'd be probably... better than any of the movies he's been in.
Do you know something? I know it's mad. I had to doubt you, right? But I just googled Sue Pollard and she's actually 70. So technically I got it right. She's 70 bang on. I got it right.
Yeah, unfortunately it's not her birthday. But, you know.
Well, it will be November 7th. So I better remember that.
Just remember that. Write that down.
Okay, Charlie Sheen, Mr. Winning when he's actually losing.
To be fair to him, I'm wrong. I'm, you know, slagging him off about his movies. To be fair, he's been in some belting movies.
He has.
Like, Wall Street was a great movie. Platoon was a great movie.
Fantastic movie.
You know, so in fairness, he's had some belters. It's just...
I know, it's just his real life is madder than anything he's ever played in a movie.
Yeah.
Madder than anything we've ever seen on TV.
And his interviews and everything are all... Mind you, it's kind of entertaining. Entertaining if you find, I don't know, God forbid, a car crash entertaining or something.
I know, yeah, that's the kind of thing, isn't it? It's like when you're at a certain age and you need to cop on to yourself.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I'm winning because I won't cop on to myself. And then it all ends tragically and you're like, oh, right, if that's what winning is, I'm glad I'm a loser. Oh, well, that didn't sound right either. I got to say that...
Charlie Sheen is...
He's like 62.
55.
Ah, feckin'. I never stood a chance. All I will say is I was dead right about Sue Pollard.
This is Classic Hits.
Good stuff. Thanks a million as always, Tara. 6:31. No sign of any sort of change in the weather in a sort of a positive way.
An Indian summer time.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Well, I'm thinking, kids back to school, September time. You know, I'm thinking maybe you might want to land a little bit of Indian summer on us.
Ah, yes. But this is the year that follows no trend of any year that ever went before it.
Ain't that the truth
is right. No, I think this is about as good as it's going to get. We're in a very mild spell at the moment.
Yeah.
Jesus, really fierce warm this morning.
Actually,
it was fierce warm yesterday.
I'm glad you said that. Yesterday, I was driving home yesterday, right? And, I'm not joking. I experienced the most bizarre fluctuation in temperature I've ever noticed. I'm driving home, right?
You had a hot flush.
No, yeah, he's got the manopause.
He's got the manopause.
It started, people. But so I was driving. I was grand at this. Then all of a sudden, right, I'm driving along the M50, and even the temperature gauge in the car, right, like when shooting up to as the outside temperature gauge to like 23 degrees or something. I think,
yeah,
well, bloody hell, it's roasting. Sun beating down, blue skies or whatever. Continue driving. By the time I got to Railwood, it had dropped to like 16 degrees.
Did you drive past a burning factory or something?
It was the weirdest thing ever. I'm not joking.
They're obviously overhead above Roundwood and they're chilling you down.
I think that's what's going on.
That's what it is, yeah.
They're out to get us. It's like when PJ used to operate the weather levers in Dunleary.
Yeah, I know, that was great. Oh, yeah, I'd say even they're broken this year. So it's been such a pox of a thing.
But I mean, there's moments when it's like
proper sunny sunshine, absolutely. Yeah. Followed by lashings of rain, hailstones. Do you know what, lads? I might even get my snow in the next 3 weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, God. As if things aren't bad enough, all we need now is snow. That's it, isn't it? We've gone through two storms and a holiday. Now we're back, all we need is a bit of snow.
Fantastic. What are you going to do when you take your big time off?
I'm going to relax. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I suppose it's news to most people. I'm taking a bit of big time off.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I'm finishing up for like quite a while.
It's, yeah, I tell you, this is like, this is an extended job.
Yeah, an extended job. Yeah.
See, this, I mean, we're calling it big time off. Obviously, she's being institutionalised because she's mad as a brush.
Yeah.
And we're just hiding the fact.
It's your fault. It's all your fault.
Basically, the men with the white coats with the big long arms are coming
up. Well, that's parental leave, so they're basically to stay giving our parents a break.
That's it. I'm just going to relax. I'm going to have a break from you lot. I'm not going to get up at 4:30 in the morning. That's for sure.
That is.
And I'm just going to, yeah, I don't know, do the school run for the first time in a few years and cycle me bike, walk in the park.
It's amazing. So you're going to go back to like being a normal human being?
I actually am, yeah. Wow, I need a reset button before I come back here to deal with you and the chaos of winter and the real snow.
You know, just be careful because it's not easy going from being a superhero back to being a normal member of society.
Public, yeah, I know. It'll be a tough transition for you, Sarah.
Yeah, the police and every little thing she does is magic. And the new Radicals, you get what you give. Here are classic hits, Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Morning, folks. Thursday morning, Friday's Eve. As we like to think about it, 3rd of September, it's almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. We have to say a quick happy birthday. Apparently, Emily May is turning 7 today, PJ.
Oh, it's a big one. Happy very birthday to you, Emily May. I hope
7 is a kind of a
day.
Big one, isn't it? 7's like something cool.
There's
about 7.
There's something more significant about 7, yeah.
Yeah. You know, 7, and then when you hit double figures like 10.
10 is a big one.
That's a biggie. And then
13 is huge because you're a teenager.
Yeah, no, 7's a good one. Emily May, your mum and dad were on and they wanted us to wish you a huge happy birthday. Apparently she's a big fan of the show.
So have a deadly day now. Knock it out of the park. Remember, they have to give you everything you want. There's nothing they can do about it. Yeah. You can actually call the guards if they don't. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Actually, that's kind of really weird because that came in today, right?
Yeah.
And but there's another message from Monday saying that Emily May was 7. I wonder, was that just an accident? Anyway, it doesn't matter. Look, the most important thing is, right? The most important thing
is, we
should
reunite the Emily Mays on their birthday week.
Is happy birthday, Emily May. That's
happy
all I'm saying.
Happy birthday very much, Emily May.
Absolutely, right. That's important. Speaking of birthdays, well, I tell you this.
Oh, yeah?
Sniggledy Snake.
What did I do now?
No, not you. Yesterday.
I know what you're going to say.
Mike Hogan's birthday.
It was Mike Hogan's birthday and he said not a word to anyone.
No, said Dickie Bird. He's off gallivanting in the West.
Yeah, 38 he is. And he's off gallivanting in the West and I saw nothing about it. And then because I've gone back onto Instagram out of pure boredom of holidays being terrible.
Yeah.
And I went back on. And then there he was yesterday with the two candles in the cake. No, I say two candles. One was a 3 and one was an 8. And celebrating his birthday. I couldn't believe it.
I'm only at the spot in it now because I don't really, similar to yourself, but for different reasons, I don't really do social media that much. But I was glancing through and I just spotted on Facebook there that I missed his birthday yesterday.
What a sniggledy snake he is.
That's a dicky bird.
And we know now because it was his birthday yesterday, he's not listening to us now.
No.
So,
but I wouldn't mind, he was up, wasn't he, the other day? Remember we had Matty the trucker or somebody said
he spotted him. Ah, yeah.
Or Mal, wasn't maybe.
The day after his birthday, though. You can imagine the cut of him over there in Galway, can't you? He'd be empty Supermax wrappers lying all over the room and everything.
Yeah.
And his two candles.
He seems to be having a ball over there. An absolute ball.
Loving it, yeah. For those that don't know, he's sort of moved with permanence to the West, hasn't he?
He's kind of semi-relocated. Because apparently he's going to do... Well, he's relocated in terms of the family and all that.
Yeah.
To the West.
So 2 days a week he's in Dublin.
He's up here.
Looking at us two. Yeah. To remind himself how good he has it in the West, I think.
Yeah. Sorry, Tara's just whispering in my ear here. Now, when I say whispering in my ear, I mean via the technology. But saying, yeah, is there something that maybe you and I need to read into this? That, like, Mike is relocated to the West. Tara's going on extended leave. I don't know what don't know what she's trying to imply.
John doesn't look too thrilled to be here with us either week.
John, he's thinking of going back to England.
John smashed his Nokia in a temper after the show yesterday.
What are they trying to say, PJ? They're trying to say that, like, you know, you and I are not easy to live with.
Well, that's obviously ludicrous. It must be the fact that they're obviously getting really upset they can't spend all their time with us anymore. That's obviously what it is.
Probably.
Maybe
they're afraid that they just love us too much.
That must be what it is. It can't be anything else.
Yeah.
You know, we're like their Sue Pollards, their personal Sue Pollards.
But they, what has Sue Pollard got to do with that?
I just brought her up there a few minutes ago and I've
you're not going to let her go?
I've felt quite happy about it ever since. Hey, Emily.
Wow. Anyway.
Emily May. It's Sue Pollard's birthday too.
Exactly.
That might not mean a lot to you, but I'll tell you something that's pretty significant.
Actually, Emily May, it's not. It's not her birthday till November, so it's all you. It's all about
that's
you.
That's right, yeah. She's 70 though. Ask her ma about her. She was fantastic.
Right, listen, what have we got in the old menu today? Well, the regulars are in there. By the way, we did give away the grand yesterday. Grand in the hand went to Antoinette Brown from Cork, who spotted Journey's Don't Stop Believin' being played twice within that 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. window that we talk about. Who's to say it won't happen again?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we did say this was the week for it.
We did say this was the week for it. I think we should have another look. We never know. Let's put the lean on Mr. Andy Bad News to make a deliberate mistake.
Worth keeping your ears peeled for that. And of course, we'll go on the trail of the hit bit. We're desperate. And I do mean desperate.
To give it away.
PJ and myself,
where are
to give this
now?
Away.
Let me check that. 1,730 quid
Very
is what
tasty.
We have today. Loads of money.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about something that Jim loves in life today as well.
Really?
Yeah, synthetic steak. Because I know he's compared me to a synthetic steak a few times. So obviously it's one of his favourite things.
Synthetic steak.
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely.
Oh, synthetic steak and chips. Who wouldn't want one of those?
Yeah, the Cardigans, my favourite game here at Classic Hits, 8 minutes past 7 hour game on the way. As usual, the hit bits just before 8 o'clock. So if you want to get involved, now's as good a time as any. 087-188-0008. Let English John know that you fancy having a crack at the hit bits. Regular listeners to this show will know that one of the things that rates very highly with PJ and myself.
Yes.
Every single day, to be perfectly honest with you, we generally try and find some sort of a way of talking about food.
We just can't stop talking about food.
We talk about it a lot on the basis of the hope that maybe people send it to us.
Yeah, there's a lot of that goes on. There's a lot of else sort of, did you know that we'd love a cake today? There's a lot of that else sort of carry on, to be fair.
Who'd have thought that we'd be talking about fake food?
Fake steak. Jim McCabe. Now, let me just describe to people that are listening to this that when you say the words fake steak to Jim, it's unbelievable the face he puts on him. He's not happy about this at all.
No, you don't
like the idea of it. Now, we've sat in this studio, and honest to God, I've seen Jim eat cockroach things. Not cockroaches, that's not true. What were they? Grasshopper yolks.
There was some sort of dried insecty things.
Grasshopper yolks. Yeah. We had the hottest chili things in the world, which blew me asunder, and Jim was just there nibbling away, not a bother.
I think there was stuff even worse than that now.
There was. I'm trying to think what it was.
Actually, did we try oysters once?
And that was the worst thing.
You basically felt like you were swallowing a gollier, didn't you? Really?
It's like an elf fella, just like you open your mouth and an elf fella comes over and he does a snot rocket into your mouth. That's what oysters taste like. They are the most disgusting things I have ever. It's like you go on out and he just holds one nostril and goes and blows the rest of it out into your gob.
Stop!
Oh, anyone of these oysters, you, shame on you. When you see the face that I've basically, a lot of people have face that they've just put on thinking of that. That's the same face that Jim puts on when you mention synthetic steak.
How very dare you have fake meat.
Yeah, it is. Like you don't like the idea of this at all, it's fair to say. But
Now, are we talking genuinely like fake as in it, like chemical fake?
No, not really. But they say it's an alternative meat thing, right? It's this startup company. And they've got this, it's a 3D printed steak essentially. And it's made out of...
Printed?
Yeah. I know, they say printed. Printed obviously means a lot different to what you and me think.
We just
can't get our heads off paper and a little bit of an ink.
We don't.
But it obviously means something slightly quite different now. So it's this company called Redefine Meat. They're based in Israel. And they make fake beef from soy, pea protein, coconut fat, sunflower oil, and loads of other vegan products, right? But what they're saying is that normally, like, we have all this sort of, you know, the corn fake meats and all this. It's grand, but it's frozen old cack in a box, really, you know. It is essentially what it is. What they reckon is that they think by the end of this year, it won't be frozen old cack in a box. It'll be served at high-end restaurants. They think that's how good they can get this to be and taste.
Wow.
It'll look like meat. It'll have the juicy, meaty things coming over and all, like the blood will be looking at it and all, right? and it'll be served in high-end restaurants. They're saying it's that good.
Right.
And by the end of the year, they reckon they can already begin to, in some way, start to substitute meat in the world on the global level.
Yeah.
You're not convinced.
No, no, I'm just saying that up to this point, right, normally the meat substitute things have been in typically processed products.
Yeah, shell cack in a box.
Burgers
yeah.
and sausages and things
nuggets
like that.
And all, yeah.
That can be sort of construed into it, the shape of a meat product and...
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And have various flavourings added.
All of that.
But you're
stuff.
Saying you could actually have a lump of something that looks like a steak
sitting
on a plate beside your
exactly.
chips.
Exactly. Yeah,
wow.
It looks like a steak, tastes like a steak. In fact, maybe indiscernible from a steak is what they're saying.
Well, I'm starting to become a little bit impressed.
Maybe. And they come from essentially robot cows. So they look at a cow can get up to 250 kilograms in a single day of meat. That's what a cow can give.
Wow.
And they reckon one of these machines they have, these sort of robot printer things, can produce the same amount of meat as well. So they could, like, basically make it... They could keep up with world supply and demand.
That's my... I mean,
and
like
as we all know, cow farts are not great for the environment, or burps
exactly.
or whatever it is.
Yeah,
cow air isn't great for the environment.
Yeah.
You know.
There's a lot of that.
Much like myself. Well, I always feel guilty when people say that. Do you know the amount of farting and burping they do? It's bringing down the environment. I'm like, oh, jeez.
Say nothing.
If you tell you, if Jim knew what I was doing in here in the room on me own, he'd have me put down... To save the planet.
But I tell you, I can't get my head around, of all the sort of technology things, I know there's a lot we can't get our head around, but I have to say, that idea of printing 3D printing,
I
especially
know.
Of something that's like meant to be an organic product.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? That is like,
it's hard to get
that
your head
blows
around.
My mind.
Isn't it? It's like Star Trek. When
yeah.
your man goes up to the machine, steak and chips and and it just appears. It's getting
yeah.
like... Yeah, I mean, we're actually not a million miles away from something like that.
I mean, where will it all end?
Well, I don't know. Like, and this
I mean, could
thing.
Be in the future. In the future, right? All the people, all the fans you have of the on the show, right? All the people who would love to get up close and personal with PJ Gallagher, they might actually they might be able to print their own PJ Gallagher.
Yeah, I know.
They might actually be able to walk up to a printing machine and say. Give me a PJ Gallagher,
and
please.
And even I'd prefer the one out of the printer, to be honest with you. It'd be less flawed. Wouldn't it? It'd be less flawed. I'd probably get on with him. I'd be there going, oh, one day I want to be just like him, I'd be saying. Looking at the printed fella.
Oh,
and that's
man.
The thing as well. If you had the option, would you eat it? Or would you just say, ah, yeah, great, synthetic steak and chips are great. I'll have a scampi box, please, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'll just, where we end up with like, synthetic everything. You know, 3D printed prawns or... Cod. We're running out of cod. We could do it with a 3D printed cod. And
that's
then
it's unbelievable.
I know, it really is. I don't like the idea of food being made by a computer either, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Especially with your relationship with technology. I mean, if you're in charge of the computer. Considering your computer didn't have a keyboard and you didn't even notice.
I struggle printing out the breakfast table quiz questions in the morning. Never mind get myself a steak and chips out of it.
Spandau Ballet and Gold here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Almost 18 and a half minutes past 7 on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, as we like to think about it. Gold, of course, Spandau Ballet, been adapted for the Bows fans,
oh,
of which
yeah.
PJ Gallagher is one. And you were telling me yesterday, a big Dublin derby
what
on the way.
A weekend we have Saturday at 2 o'clock, the big one, the biggest Dublin derby in years.
Is that going to be on the television?
It's on Air Sport, so
is
it's
it?
On air.
Excellent.
Yeah, so it's a huge, like, huge game. Winner will be the top of the table, loser will be second. So it could be a league defining game, to be honest with you.
Wow. Where is it now? Is it at Daly or is it at Tala?
No, it's in Tala. It's in Tala Stadium, yeah. So it's going to be an absolute whopper. Jeepers,
yeah.
The nerves. Oh, I bought the matchday poster and all online yesterday, just in case. So I need to be ripping it up.
You bought what? The matchday poster?
I did. I bought the matchday poster. I'm either going to be ripping it up or sticking it up come Sunday morning. Oh,
that's
I can't
incredible.
Wait. Yeah, yeah.
My God, you've got
this. I absolutely can't
so
wait.
So will you sit in front of the telly now with your Bows jersey on and your hat on and everything?
I'm actually, I definitely will, yeah. Oh, 100%, I can't.
Yeah.
I was wearing them. I put the jersey on for all the games now when I'm watching the Watch LOI.
Yeah, yeah.
Site. Oh, it's a huge one, Jim.
So now you know what PJ Gallagher will be doing. 2 o'clock on Saturday.
Bohemians are 130 years old on Sunday. So
wow.
The Rovers could really...
God, it's really set up for you.
They
mind
could really
you,
poop on the party.
I was just going to say, it's set up for them to ruin the party.
Well, so it's going to be... It'll either be literally the best ever weekend or torment.
Wow.
For one or the other, actually, it'll be something for either. Yeah. Unless it's one of them poxy draws.
Wow. So I can expect either abusive texts or texts of drunken texts, one or the other, really. I'll either get sort of, what's on about blah, 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 referee?
I wouldn't say now either way, there won't be exactly sober texting you'll be getting. To be honest with you, now there's plans afoot. You know.
Oh, I look forward to that.
Yeah. I'll be texting you all day. Yeah. So if I was you, I'd turn your phone off around to 11 o'clock on Friday night.
Guaranteed Irish, Sinead O'Connor, Mandinka here at Classic Hits. 24 minutes to wait. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Hitbin on the way. Final call 087-188-0008. Actually, you know something? There was a cracking tweet from Sinead O'Connor a couple of weeks back, right?
Yeah.
Jim Corr had apparently said something or tweeted something or whatever. And Sinead O'Connor replied to him saying, get a life, Jim.
I mean, in fairness, is there any better advice you could give the lad? To be fair, you know
just
what I mean?
Just, you know, when Sinead O'Connor, who, to be fair to her, has had a tumultuous life herself.
One thing you could never say to Sinead O'Connor is get a life.
No.
That's one
she's
thing you could never
to,
say.
She's managed to crack it
she's
all in there.
She's lived about five lives already, to be fair to her, yeah.
Yeah, she's gone to the extremes in a few different areas,
and fairness to her, yeah. And she's dead right about the other lad. but she looks like she's about to start another life again.
Really?
Yeah. She's going to become a healthcare worker, which is, in fairness to her, fair play. Sinead O'Connor's opened up. She's going to be a healthcare worker. Still going to sing. Still going to do gigs.
Right.
Still going to do all of that. But between tours, she's going to be a healthcare worker. She wants to work in palliative care, is what she's saying.
All right, okay.
So she's doing a level 5 FETAC, level 5 course in Bray College of Further Education at the moment.
Right.
Imagine signing up for that course and then there's Sinead O'Connor sitting next to you.
Yeah.
He'd be like, are you making a documentary or something? That's what I
think. Yeah, you'd start to think, is this a setup here? What's going on? Exactly.
You're a ringer for the singer that did the Mandinkas. you never really.
Yeah.
You had to take in that she was doing that course.
Yeah.
All things considered.
And invariably, she'd be bound to get the old. The gags would be dropped in somewhere, you know. I'd say you'll be the best in this course because, let's face it, nothing compares to you. What?
What
do you think about that? There? What?
Sinead, no one ever did that joke before, did they? Sinead.
Yeah.
Why are you looking all weird with me, Sinead? So it says it's something she's wanted to do for years. And it said, like she said, look, it's not like I'm rushing onto the front line or anything like
that. Yeah.
But she wants to do, and she wants to, she the area she wants to work with is in palliative care, and she's wanted to do the course for a few years because she couldn't find the free time from touring.
Right.
And now she's been unemployed for a year. Really, with COVID-19 and all that, she can't tour. And
yeah, because I was about to say, how could she be unemployed? But of course, no artists are working. Yeah.
Nobody's working.
There's no gigs happening.
No, the thing is gigs.
Yeah.
Artists, like great artists, Jim, like myself, have been shipwrecked.
Yeah. To be honest with you, actually, it's been a godsend for you. You now actually have an excuse for not working. Before, you used to just have to turn stuff down.
You used to turn stuff down, or you used to have to like go, oh, sure, auntie, isn't it good to have us anyway, and all that. Yeah. The simple fact is, I can't stand stand-up comedy, and it's really hard to do it. I think she actually likes singing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the slight difference then.
It's like when all these scandals are coming out about all these comedians, I was like, no way, who? And then the same name went, who's that now? Having a clue. Literally know nothing about the business. I know nothing about... In fairness, the horrible truth is, I know nothing about comedy, really. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Whereas Sinead O'Connor...
It's mad, that. It's extraordinary to hear you say that, because the only other people I've ever heard say that are some of the people who've been in your audience.
Yes! And it's amazing when you get heckled and someone goes, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know nothing about comedy.
And I go, yeah, well, who said I did? I'm literally making this up as I go along. I know as much about comedy as Sinead O'Connor does about the healthcare work at the moment.
Yeah.
But she's only getting into it.
So she's going back to school, basically.
Going back to school. And at the moment, like, she's trying to figure out how to use Word on the computer. So another thing the two of us have in common.
Oh, my God.
She's
mind you, let's hope at least her computer has a keyboard.
That's what, now I know what I was doing wrong, don't I, Jim? You know what I mean?
Correct. You're ahead of the game.
Yeah, there's all of you. There's people like yourself, computer whiz kids, and you're expecting we're all supposed to just assume.
Yeah.
That you use a computer with buttons.
It was like you were buying it in installments. I'm going to get the monitor first.
Right? I had the monitor because I had something to look at. I could turn the light on. And then there was the downward bit, you know, the bit on the ground that provides the power. Imagine saying that at the computer shop. I'll need a downward bit of a computer. You're like, what? You know, the downward bit, the bit that goes on the floor.
Yeah.
That lights the whole thing up. there? A lamp? Is it a lamp? No, not a lamp. You can't put a floppy disk into a lamp.
A floppy disk?
Are they gone now, yeah? Hey, Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
The Hit Bit. I was a little
that was
bit
an
lower.
Unusual one today, yeah.
I thought I'd drop an octave.
You were embracing your inner Ender Murphy there. You were going, oh,
I know, I was dropping an octave. I'm getting all paranoid that people like Ender more than me, so I'm getting all like, I'm doing a little bit of this.
I can go low too.
I was going to say Ender Murphy's going to play the Hit Bit. I don't think he is. I think he did it
unlikely.
All for the last couple of weeks. But here's what the Hit Bit sounds like today. €1,730 is what it's up to now. Still going up a tenner every day. And Greg is in Dublin, is going to play. Hiya, Greg.
Hey, Jeff. How are things?
Not too bad, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. Good. All good.
Yeah, yeah. What are you at today?
We'll be going to work later on. And just up and about, just getting myself sorted, you know.
Ah, happy days.
You one of these ones now gets up a couple of hours before work and does a load of press-ups or makes yourself dinner for later or something.
I'll have about 5 cups of tea first.
All right, yeah, yeah. 5 cups of tea is acceptable, all right. Yeah. We'd love to give you a few quid, Greg. €1,730, what do you think?
I think, PJ, I think it's Let's Stick Together by Brian Ferry.
All right, okay, good old tune and good fairness. Old song, yeah, yeah, yeah. Brian Ferry, Let's Stick Together, John. Hey, there's a message in that, you know.
Well, I came in for some stick on this feature yesterday, but come on, let's stick together.
Oh my god.
Yeah. It's still going on. Sorry,
Greg. I'm going to stare you down after that one. That was shocking. Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying I prefer his puns to Mike's. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
Thank you, PJ.
I do. I'm sorry, John. I'm with you. Yeah. Mike always just sticks the title into everything. That's the first time he's done it. You know what I mean?
Right. Anyway, listen, the bad news for you, Greg. I'm afraid, buddy, it's no joy, no money for you today, but keep at it. Have a good one, yeah?
Yeah, no,
take care of yourself.
See you later, Greg.
Cheers.
Enjoy
bye-bye.
Cup of tea number 4 and 5 before you leave. Right, Nikki Dunn, how are you getting on, Nikki?
Not a better. How are you?
I was going to ask you where you are, but you sound like dub like myself.
Yeah.
Where?
Walkinstown.
Walkinstown, what's the crack?
Yeah,
what are you up to today, Nikki? Oh, you're in Clontarf?
Yeah, I have to go to work.
Oh, well, yeah.
Geez. Oh, so you work not too far from where PJ lives then? What do you work at? Are you allowed to tell us?
Yeah, I'm in S&A.
S&A. Right, okay.
Up in the orthopaedic hospital or something?
No, over in Walkinstown.
Oh, God.
Get picked up first.
Oh, right.
Hang on a second, I'm confused. Did you not say, did you not say Clontarf, PJ?
I am in Clontarf, but we do bus escorts.
Oh, right. Oh, it's all falling into place.
I tell you what that sounded like to me, Nikki, was I live in Walkinstown, I'm over in Clontarf, where'd you work? Walkinstown. I was like, why did you go to Clontarf at all?
It's a long way there.
Yeah. No. I like to take the scenic route. Yeah, I like to take the scenic route. I love the sea, me. I love the sea.
I heard she loves to meet up with Greg for a few cups of tea before she goes into work.
Oh my god. Confused? You will be.
Right, so Nikki, £1,730. You can take it all the way to Walkinstown or Clontarf or anywhere you want.
Bring it wherever you want to go.
What do you think, Nikki?
I think it's Birdhouse in Your Soul, They Might Be Giants.
My God, I love that song.
Isn't
so
that
much.
One of your favourites?
That is one of my favourite songs.
That is one of your favourites. Absolutely. Right, okay. You could make a lot of people happy with this, John.
It is a great song. Not to put too fine a point on it, it's not right.
Oh, joy.
I see. In fairness, that was a good and subtle pun.
It was
a bee in everyone's bonnet.
Yeah.
Oh, he's on a roll now. He's not giving up. Right, listen, Nikki, safe travels wherever you end up going today. Have a good one. Take care of yourself. Cheers.
See you, Nikki. She's bye-bye. Like the Frodo Baggins of Dublin, so she is.
Off on an adventure somewhere.
Going on an adventure somewhere to deliver something to someone. Fair play to her.
Right, so it means we'll have to pass it over to Niall Boylan. 1:45 today, the Hit Bit will go to Niall, 1,730. Isn't that what we're pointing?
Yeah, so it's a whopping load of money. So Niall Boylan again, he'll give you another shot at it. You know what to do, you can register any time. 087-188-0008. I don't know what to do about it, though. I can't get to the bottom of it at all.
No.
Thankfully, though, I will be singing the Birdhouse in Your Soul song all day.
Michael Jackson, here are classic hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that on this Thursday. 8:30 past 8:00. We've got the breakfast table quiz a little bit later this hour. We're into double figures. 10. The score to beat if you want to get your hands on that incredible PJ and Jim classic hits hoodie and, of course, the face mask and everything.
Absolutely.
It's a must-have. And if you're with us a little bit earlier on the show, you'll know that we were talking about fake food. fake steak specifically.
Synthetics meats, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you know, you can't have a decent steak without a side order of chips, PJ.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And in case you were ever wondering, are chips and potatoes that important? Yes, they are. And here's proof.
They are literally food of the gods.
Food of the gods. A woman, right? This week, she was in Scotland. And she was unpacking her groceries. And then she looked down on this bag of potatoes. And there it was. The face of Jesus looking back at her from under the
Incredible.
Potatoes.
Incredible.
Yeah. She goes, as soon as I put the packet on the kitchen top, I seen it, she said. Nikki Halkerson is her name. And she told the Southwest News Service, SWNS, for those who want to check this out. She told the Southwest News
That's
Service.
That's fantastic. We've become a proper show. You're actually quoting sources.
I am, yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, in case anybody thinks like we just made this incredible story up, no.
Yeah. I mean, to think that you'd actually, you know, we're actually doing something you'd stand over.
Absolutely. 100%. Who couldn't stand over such a story?
Incredible.
So she told the SWNS, the Southwest News Service, that I was staring at it, she goes. And it was just so obvious to me that it was Jesus' face that was looking back at me. And the potato was in a larger bag of potatoes. Now, when the SWNS pressed her on how much this potato cost, she said around a pound. She couldn't be exact when it came to
a
it.
A pound for a potato?
Well, a pound for the bag of potatoes.
Right, okay,
you know,
yeah.
It was in the larger bag.
No wonder, I mean, you'd want the face of Jesus in a potato if you're paying a quid for it.
I think the face of Jesus for euro would be fairly good value. But anyhow... She goes, I've seen stories
By the way,
like
sorry,
this.
Hang on a second. This was still in the bag. She didn't cut this or anything.
Oh, no.
It was like a potato head.
No, it's like, I'm looking at it here. Like, it looks like a normal potato.
Right.
But they've got a red circle around a part of the print of the potato. If you know what I mean. Do you know, like, the way there's, like, you look at a potato and it's got bits on it. Or brown.
Oh, yeah.
Some bits are browner than others.
Right, okay.
Well, the darker brown bits on the
potato.
Does
it say what particular variety of potato it is?
It doesn't. It doesn't, unfortunately,
like,
it's not,
you know,
specific.
Is it a pink or a queen or a
golden
King Edward?
Rooster or whatever
or
they call them.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't go into that, unfortunately. But I can see what she's talking about. There is definitely
really,
a face.
You too can see the face of God.
I can see what she's on about. There's definitely, you can absolutely, there's undoubtedly looks like the face of a bearded man. I think we could all agree on that.
Right.
Anyway, she goes, I've seen stories about people finding Jesus in their food before, she goes, and I never believed it. I used to laugh at them. Ha! This was so obviously him, though. And then she said, she called her husband into the kitchen and she goes, now my husband, she says, is normally very, very skeptical about these kinds of things. And he never gets overexcited about anything. Not even derby matches between Glasgow Rangers and Celtic or anything. And even he said, that is Jesus. That's him. So unreal.
Did he really say that? Or did he come in and go, Jesus, we're having chips?
Oh, yeah. Hey! Yeah, yeah. Jesus, did you hear they're making fake steaks now in Israel as well? This is unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's convinced she had it right. So there was like, well, what the story was printed. They went away. They came up with a story. And then they were like, okay, well, obviously there was a hullabaloo in the editorial.
Like, what do you do when you find that? Like, I mean, to be fair, actually, that's a question I've never asked you in the past when you've, you know, all those people who claim they've seen the face of God in
in
toast.
Yeah,
or
crisps.
Or in wallpaper.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do? Do you frame it
the
or something?
The dog's bottom was a famous one.
Framing the dog's arse is going to be a tough one.
That'd be a tough one. So that was it. There was obviously hullabaloo in the editorial room in SWNS, and they contacted this woman again and said, sorry, we forgot to ask you, what will you now do with this divine potato? This potato where God has decided to come to you and show his face to you through a packet of Scottish spuds. And she goes, oh yeah, yeah. Why should I have started? Was that a bad thing? Should I not have eaten it? Oh, I never thought about that. And now she's all upset because she's after eating the face of God off the potato.
Oh, my God.
So apparently her husband was hungry, so they...
So they were that impressed. She was that, you know, the pair of them.
The pair of them, yeah.
Oh, my God, it is literally a divine face, a visage. Incredible.
Yeah.
What will we do with it?
Well, we make dinner first.
Mash or boiled or whatever.
And your man said, take a picture of it anyway. At least we'll have a picture of the face of Jesus in the potato. So that's
incredible, isn't it?
I know, it's amazing.
Should we not preserve it? Don't be ridiculous, I'm starving.
It's just that, you know, there was moving statues in Ireland there about 40 years ago and people flocked to the place and, you know.
Yeah, yeah, like, I mean, maybe this is a sign. Maybe this is a miracle. Maybe we should put it outside. Maybe something could grow from it.
We could be the Scottish lords.
Don't be stupid. You could make a lovely gratin or something like that.
We could be the Scottish lords, right? But I'm hungry. You know what I'm talking about? Oh my God, my accent. That's the biggest sin now we've committed today.
Actually, yeah.
That's the biggest sin of all of this.
There was, you know, any accusations of blasphemy or anything that might have been coming in have been forgotten about.
Yeah, and there may have been a point, you know what I mean? And laughing and all about a woman that saw Jesus in the potato. Maybe it was true. You know what I mean? Touching off sin and blasphemy there. But that Scottish accent.
That's taking the potato.
I'm going to make me confession for the first time in about 30 years, and I'm going to say, wait to hear me Scottish accent. I do apologise to Jesus over.
Whitney Houston, I want to dance with somebody. It's 18 minutes past 8 o'clock. Thank you so much for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Much appreciated on this Thursday. Friday's Eve, touching distance of the weekend. 087-188-0008 if you need to give us a shout. Just like Laura. Laura's been inspired, PJ.
Oh, yeah.
After that story about her Scottish friend who found the face of God.
Unbelievable. Yeah, I know.
In a potato.
You want it?
Impressed that she didn't stop her eating the potato, of course, but nonetheless.
I bet you she can't. She's sitting there in Scotland today going, I can't believe potatoes on the news. Yeah. I can't believe I'm in the news.
Yeah. Well, I can't even show it to people. So now I've gotten all this attention, all this notoriety. And when people come and go, oh, you're the lady who found the face of God in a potato.
I am, yeah.
Do you have it? I don't actually know. I actually ate that.
Yeah, but I do have a picture on my phone.
Yeah.
That's what she has, you know.
Laura's been inspired anyway. She sent us a photograph. A photograph which I think I'm going to ask John to maybe pop up on our social media.
Oh my God, look at that.
This is incredible. She said, I found the face of CP3O. C3PO. In ham.
In a slice of ham.
Now, you know, you can kind of make it out.
I'm struggling to see exactly what she sees in it.
Yeah, that's the sort of eyes, and there's the mouth. It could be just a weird skull.
Is the picture upside down? Because I see eyes and a face upside down in it.
Do you?
With a streak on it.
I'm seeing the eyes there and a bit of a mouth there. That's what I'm seeing.
This is mad, isn't it? This is what's going to start happening.
That also slightly looks like the bust of a pair of boobs as well, in a sort of a way.
Only Jim McCabe can see a set of knockers and a piece of ham. I tell you that much. It's like it's gas. Now this is what starts to happen, people. You start looking for things and then you find them.
You realise literally people are gathered around the screens outside.
Looking
Sarah
at the
came
C-3PO.
Over for a look as well, just to see. Well, give us a look at that. Can you see it, John? Can you see? No, John's not seeing it.
I can't really.
I think we might have to get it up there to see, Laura, whether or not the rest of the nation can find C-3PO in your ham.
See, I'm going to be obsessed with this now for the whole day, and now next thing later on I'll be having a slice of toast and I'll make a sandwich and I'll see Bernard Manning in a cheese sandwich and I'll be like, oh my God, look at that.
I think that's the best stuff. Whatever about seeing the face of God.
Yeah, divine face. It's better when...
It'd be fantastic if there was some Z-list celebrity, if somebody made a big deal out of finding, I don't know, the face of somebody who was in Fair City when it started.
I know, I love all that. Didn't someone find Boy George in a cake once or something like that? Wasn't there one of those stories? Those are great ones. People who are still alive and they're managing to turn up in cakes and truffles and things, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever about finding Jesus, because, you know, he'd have, like, you know, Jesus powers and all. Like, that's
sort of thing. Yeah, I mean, he's a big deal.
But I love the idea of Boy George or walking past a patisserie and suddenly using some mind power to stick his face into a Swiss roll. That you're going to discover when you get home later on that day. That to me is far more
impressive.
Come on,
don't be ridiculous. Who of us hasn't stuck our face into a Swiss roll? Dr. Alban and It's My Life here at Classic Hits. 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Final call for the breakfast table quiz, by the way. It's on the way in just a few minutes' time. English John is standing by the WhatsApp. 087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. We need to give a shout out to a good old mate of ours.
We do.
Who is celebrating her birthday today. Niamh Crowley, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Granny.
It is, and it's our first birthday to celebrate as a grandmother.
Isn't that amazing?
Because the lovely Kira had little baby Pippa there very recently indeed. So Niamh will be celebrating as a grandmother. I mean, she can put her cardigan on and her slippers and everything on.
Oh, it's great.
Sit in her little rocking chair and observe the young people and tell them stories about what life was like in black and white. And
Yeah. Well, the dog will listen. Tell the son. You know, it's great. Oh, Niamh, we've even written a song for you. You're so old, you probably think this request is for you. You're so old. Happy birthday, Niamh.
Happy birthday, Niamh. And actually, Speaking of becoming mums and things.
Yeah, becoming a man. Now,
if you're
going to
do it, you may as well do it in style.
Now, like, if you're like Niamh, you know, she had kids. Back then, sure, you just lay down in the bush and all, and the witch doctor came around and everything. It was a different time. But you can get all sorts of different sort of services now that weren't available. And of course, if you're mega rich, you get mega services that nobody else can have.
I can only imagine.
And if this is sort of a reveal, you would say, a reveal of the secret concierge for the upper classes, I suppose, right? It's this mummy
concierge.
Concierge, a mummy.
Like as in a hotel.
As in, like, your treat. Well, no, it's like a babysitting service for the mother in a way.
Wow.
It's hard to describe. So it's a mummy concierge, is how they describe themselves. And the secrets that some of the things they'll do for a mere few hundred thousand pounds. Just a few hundred thousand pounds.
A snip.
And a non-disclosure agreement about who's involved and what's involved and all of that sort of carry on as well. They're based in Chelsea in England, so straight away, you know, they're either complete nutters or very wealthy, right? And what they'll do is they'll pick your baby name for you, and they will promise you it is a name that nobody else has ever heard with the help of a linguist and branding expert. Branding expert. Imagine baby hasn't even been born yet, and you're thinking about what's his brand going to be.
What?
I think.
So, you don't even pick your own kid's name.
No.
They pick a name. And it's the guarantee is nobody else will ever have thought of it. Which means it'll be a ridiculous name. You'll end up like with Elon Musk's kid's name that has just a load of letters, look like an equation.
Yeah, Falcone Mist or something like that. You know, Falcone Mist O'Reilly or whatever. But then I suppose people don't want to waste their time. Rich people's time is valuable.
Yeah.
Would you really waste it on thinking of a name for your own child? I don't think so. They'll offer you a 24-hour therapy service. So if you're ever feeling a little bit anxious or feeling a bit down, you have a 24-hour therapy service. God forbid you just talk to your other half. That seems too easy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, they'll travel to your mansion as well, or they will travel to your yacht if you're deciding to sit it out on your personal yacht, and they'll check if it's baby-proofed. So they'll baby-proof your yacht. Hugely important,
wow.
I think, to 90% of the expectant mothers out there.
I wonder how you baby-proof a yacht.
I'd say take it out of the sea first. That's the most important thing you have to do.
Put it in dry dock.
Yeah, yeah. Put it in the house. I'd say it'd be the first thing to do there.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, they'll send a chauffeur.
Cement it.
Cement, yeah. Just, you know, yeah, it's... This whole thing is ludicrous. They'll send a chauffeur to your house with any foods you are craving. So you'll get a chauffeur, you know. So if you ring them up 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm just dying for a synthetic steak and my potato with Jesus in it.
Yes. I want to eat onions and coal, please. Bring it to me now.
No problem, madam. The coal and onions is on the way.
This is it, you know. They'll book your hair, your makeup, and your photographer for your post-birth photo shoot, which we've all realised since watching Royal Babies.
That's
that this
the thing,
is very, very
is
important.
Right, okay.
They'll get you a very fashionable labour outfit because, let's face it, when a woman goes into labour, the first thing she thinks of is, what am I going to wear? Yeah, I know, for God's sake. Oh my God.
This is amazing.
I know. They'll provide provide advice on equipment that's practical and fashionable, such as recommending you £40,000 cots from their own range. How nice of them to do that.
Yeah, fair play. This sounds like a quality service.
And they'll interview a nanny for you then as soon as the process is finished to find the best nanny to suit your needs and services. You know, to now work a nanny that knows her way around a yacht on the land. I presume. They say that they'll never say no. This is one thing they say. They say they'll never say no to any request. And they've only ever said no once to one woman who said she was having her baby shower and she was looking over London Zoo. And she said, is there any chance you could get better looking giraffes? Those giraffes are not. It's just they're not the ones I had in me head. And if there's any chance you could get prettier giraffes to replace them ones. That'd be great. They're a bit ugly, and your man's got his tongue hanging out of the side of his mouth or whatever. And he says, "Unfortunately, we can't do that. You're stuck with your own giraffes."
What sort of a service is this? Yeah,
absolutely,
I'm stuck with ugly giraffes for the rest of my day. What? How is my child going to grow up in this room knowing ugly giraffes are just outside the window?
If I had a thought an ugly giraffe was going to stick his head into the window of my yacht, I wouldn't have land mounted it in the first place.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score of the next call, get some water. It's a breakfast table quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartin's online revision courses and weekly classes, bringing her amazing team of teachers to your home at the click of a button. See KES.ie.
Now, of course, dedicated followers of fashion will know that every truly iconic kind of fashion brand has that one special piece, doesn't it?
It does.
Now, obviously, I can't, yeah, say like, you know,
the Fred Perry shirt.
Exactly. Louboutin shoes.
The O'Neill shorts.
Exactly. Now, that's what we're talking about. So, as you know, here at the House of Classic Hits, we have produced the PJ and Jim Classic Hits hoodie. And I think it's going to become an iconic thing. I think in years to come, it'll become as synonymous as all of those, you know, as the Gucci prints.
Yeah, we're actually working on banning purple from any other manufacturers at the moment.
Correct.
Our lawyers are on the case. Our lawyer is Mr. John. He's doing it as we speak. He's getting on that. So it is there, the Classic Hits hoodie and matching face mask. Ooh. Make you look all the rage during the pandemic rave. Oh, that doesn't sound good at all. But you know what I'm saying? It's a dead yellow hoodie top. So we need to give it away. 10 the score you need to beat on the breakfast table quiz this morning, which means 11 is the score you're going to need. And Connor Burke in Dublin is going to play. Hey, Connor.
Hey, lads, how you doing?
Oh, good, Connor. What's your story today? What are you up to?
Oh, really little. I'm just out here in Kildare, and like, we've been on lockdown for the last couple of weeks. We're finally off lockdown. You're like, there's still nowhere to go. There's still nothing to really do.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny, isn't it?
That's an amazing thing, isn't it? We're free! Where do we go? Oh, there's nowhere to go.
Ah, yeah, nowhere. Yeah,
that's
grand.
A shame.
Just do what we were usually doing, so, yeah. So how are you getting on otherwise, though, Connor? In your good form?
Yeah, good enough. Just here, at home, watching all the stuff in the garden.
Connor, if you don't mind me saying, it sounds like you're struggling to convince us that you really are in good form.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm here at home, and it's just, yeah. You know what I mean, nowhere to go or anything, but I'm happy enough, you know.
Yeah, at least now you can look forward to hopefully putting on a purple hooded top.
Exactly.
Oh yeah, could definitely do a new hoodie and a new face mask.
Right, Zalka.
Who wouldn't feel better in that? Right, 60 seconds to get at least 11. Connor, the very best of luck to you. Ready to go?
Yep.
Here we go.
What hit single sung by Berlin featured in the movie Top Gun?
Take My Breath Away.
In a standard deck of playing cards, what colour are the diamonds?
Red.
What colour are the flowers on the holly tree?
Green.
They're white. What U is an establishment for higher education?
University.
In the nursery rhyme Ring a Ring of Roses, what is a pocket full of?
Posies.
Which Irish pop band had a number one hit with the Rat Trap?
Bono.
It was Boomtown Rats. What is pancetta? Is it bacon or bread?
Bacon.
What word is used for a number not exactly divisible by two?
Prime.
Odd. What S is a small pair of gardening shears used for pruning?
Pass.
Secateurs. What's the name of the building that serves as the headquarters of the United States Defense Department?
The White House.
The Pentagon. How is the number 2000 represented in Roman numerals?
CC.
It's MM. The Black Mamba is a species of what animal?
Snake.
What is the name given to the animals that only eat plants?
Herbivores.
Die Welt is a newspaper from what country?
Sorry, could you repeat?
Yes, Germany is right. Well done. gets us both out of a sticky situation there.
Exactly. I tell you something. That looked as though, at the start of that, it looked as though Connor was literally going to
take
off.
I thought you were going to take off, yeah.
Then there was a sort of a little bit of a hiccup in the middle that things went a bit astray. Anyway, we ended up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 correct answers, which is very respectable, but just not quite good enough to take it to the
top of
the leaderboard.
Yeah, and some tricky ones in there as well, to be fair. You know what I mean? I don't know. Well, look, you know, any question that has numbers in it, I'm never going to get right. So that's me.
Listen, Connor, it was a brave effort. Thanks for having a bash at it anyway.
You've been listening to the PJ and Jim in the Morning Catch Up Podcast. Catch PJ and Jim live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on Classic Hits.